This week on Out of the Air features an all-music show with singer-songwriter Hillary Reynolds sharing her just-released debut solo album, Changing Seasons, featuring her single, Can't Turn Off My Mind. Next, the Connecticut-based rock trio The Problem With Kids Today share their third and latest album, Take It. Our spotlight's on LaPorte County Symphony's 20th anniversary of the Hoosier Star on September 30th.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.
Welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air on Lakeshore Public Media, 89.1 FM, WVLP, 103.1 FM, our weekly program covering the arts and arts events throughout Northwest Indiana and beyond. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside here with Esther Golden of The Nest in Michigan City.
Aloha, everyone.
We're your hosts for Art on the Air. Art on the Air is supported by an Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project Grant, South Shore Arts, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Art on the Air is heard every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Lakeshore Public Media, 89.1 FM, also streaming live at lakeshorepublicmedia.org, and is available on Lakeshore Public Media's website as a podcast. Also heard on Friday at 11 a.m. and Monday at 5 p.m. on WVLP 103.1 FM, streaming live at wvlp.org. Our spotlight interviews are also heard Wednesdays on Lakeshore Public Media. Information about Art on the Air is available at our website, breck.com/AOTA. That includes a complete show archive, spotlight interviews, plus our show is available on multiple podcast platforms, including NPR One. Please like us on Facebook, Art on the Air, WVLP, for information about upcoming shows and interviews. Hello, I'm Larry Breckner, board chair for Lakeshore Public Media and also a sustaining supporter. As Northwest Indiana's public broadcaster on TV, radio, and digital, we're not only bringing you the best of PBS and NPR, but more importantly, serve as a vital community resource for great local programs like Regionally Speaking, Eye in the Arts, Friends and Neighbors, Let's Eat with Chef Nick, Art in the Air, Building Blocks, and more. Please help protect my Lakeshore Public Media with your support by visiting lakeshorepublicmedia.org/give. I'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. We're going to talk about not only their season, but especially a couple things coming up like Hoosier Star and the Dayton Family Concert. And of course, our wonderful executive director, Emily Giannis, is coming back to tell us all about that. Welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so excellent to see you.
See you both.
Last time we talked, couldn't tell us, reveal the season. It was in the process that was like toward the spring. So now you can actually officially talk about the whole season and of course, the upcoming events.
That's right. Yes, we're so excited. Our 25-26 season, we've titled America the Beautiful, and we're going to be celebrating the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence with some wonderful concerts that feature American composers and American themes. So we're really excited about the whole season that we have centered around the nation's birthday.
Can you talk about the program with the seven actors at all?
Absolutely. So in November 8th, that's our first subscription concert of the season at the Civic Auditorium. We will partner with LaPorte Little Theater to present a piece called Dream of America, Ellis Island. And it features a full orchestra, seven actors portraying immigrants from various countries and projected images from the Ellis Island archives. So it's a real multimedia theatrical experience. And we're really excited to bring that to the community.
Oh, excellent.
And by the time this airs, I think you'll be closing out on your season subscriptions because this is going to air like middle of August. So I think that's closing out. Yes.
That's right. Yes. We're wrapping that up now. Our single tickets will go on sale September 1st. But if you're interested in purchasing a subscription, do that now at lcso.net or giving the office a call and we can guide you through the process. But now's the time to capitalize on that offer and get those savings.
What I'm excited about is Hoosier Star of the Stars.
Yes, so we are very excited. Yeah, so 20 years of Hoosier Star. It's kind of unbelievable, right? I've only been around for two of those years, but the history goes way back to 2006, I believe. And so we are celebrating by having the 9 winners from the past decade return to compete against one another for the ultimate vocal title, Hoosier Star of Stars. So a similar program was held for the 10th anniversary. And Larry, I don't know if you all remember that one. They did the same thing 10 years ago to honor the 10th anniversary. And it was a huge success. So we've decided to bring that back for the 20th. And we got all 9 finalists to come back, which is exciting. So we're really thrilled to welcome them back to the stage and to kind of see where their journeys have taken them since they won.
Right. Are they reprising their winning songs or are they choosing?
They are. Yes. They will be singing the same songs that they sang. Yes. Yes. So it's very exciting. We'll get to see kind of the evolution of their voices. Some of them, you know, are more recent winners, but some go way back to 2016, 2017. So we're excited to welcome those people back.
Well, that's exciting.
Well, and you have a lot of females in the coming back that were the winners. You only have 3 men that are part of that.
Sure do. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure what the statistics are on female to male ratio of winners, but we do have, yeah, I'm thrilled that we've got the 3 men coming back. That's exciting because we've had female winners, I believe, the past 3 or 4 years. So
we move on to the Drayton Family Concerts. Maybe explain that in case our audience is not familiar with that. And, you know, how many kids you have, if you have a
And we actually just had some exciting news come out. We're partnering with Carnegie Hall for these concerts this year for the programming. We've become a partner orchestra with Carnegie Hall's Link Up program, which is a program they offer to orchestras throughout the nation. And so we will be performing a piece called The Orchestra Swings, and the educational materials that will be given to the teachers to prepare the students for the concerts will include playing and singing along with the orchestra at some portions, either singing, playing the recorder, or the violin. So we're really excited about the collaborative efforts with this one and to collaborate with Carnegie Hall for these Drayton Family Children's Education 37th Annual, which will see almost 5,000 kids come through the Civic Auditorium over the course of a day of 3 concerts.
Fantastic.
That's just great outreach that doing that and getting kids to hear, well, not only classical music, but hear orchestral music. And
yes,
of course, we all.
Yes, to learn the sounds of the instruments. And if for many of these kids, it's their first experience, you know, with a live music concert. So we're so happy that we can be that for a lot of people, be their first introduction to live music and live orchestral symphonic music.
I have to ask, is there any concert that's coming up that you're going to be performing in? Because I personally enjoy that.
Sadly, not this season, although Dr. Watson and I do have some things in the works. Although in October, on October, I believe it's 11th or 12th, Tim King and I will be singing a program of Andrew Lloyd Webber music at the Presbyterian Church of La Porte. And we will have some more info on our website about that. We will. It's part of an a la carte party. And we will be selling tickets for that one so people could come here, Tim and I, singing some Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, that sounds like a great evening.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I love singing with Tim. We did a Lerner and Lowe program together last year, which was a lot of fun.
So in our last few moments here, let's remind how people can find out about tickets and just recap some of the immediate upcoming things.
Yes, absolutely. Hoosier Star of Stars, September 13th. 7 o'clock p.m. at the La Porte Civic Auditorium. Tickets online at lcso.net. We have balcony seats and table seats available. Still some sponsorships available for that as well. Season tickets on sale also at lcso.net. You can get a good package of 4 concerts, November, February, March, April, for 35% off the individual ticket price. And then October 8th is our Drayton Family Children's Education Concerts. If you know a music educator, have them reach out to us if they're not already involved, and we will get them involved.
Well, we appreciate coming on Art of the Air Spotlight. That's Executive Director Emily Yannis for the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Esther. Great to see you both.
Yes, same. Always a pleasure.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Sunday is brought to you by Emberforge Consulting, thoughtful marketing and digital learning built to express your purpose and grow your reach. Learn more at emberforgeconsulting.com/grow. You're invited to join us for an afternoon of jazz featuring the one and only Billy Foster along with his friends live in concert on the main stage at Indiana University Northwest on Saturday, September 20th at 3 p.m. Billy will be joined by fellow jazz musicians Bruce Evans, Lanny Turner, Bill Boris, Tim McNamara, DeKobe Berry, and of course Renee Miles Foster for a two-hour concert. The audience is invited to a post-concert reception immediately afterwards. IUN and the Gary community will be celebrating Billy Foster's 60-plus years of great jazz music and his contributions to jazz in Northwest Indiana and beyond. General admission tickets, including both concert and reception, are only $15, available on the web at IU Northwest Arts and Entertainment Events. Don't miss this celebration of life and music of Billy Foster on September 20th at IUN's Main Stage Theater in the School of Arts and Sciences Building at 3415 Broadway in Gary. Hope to see you there. And as a reminder, if you'd like to have your event on Art in the Air Spotlight or have a longer feature interview, email us at aota@breck.com. That's aota@breck.com.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kenny White, and you're listening to Art on the Air on Lakeshore Public Media, 89.1 FM, and on WVLP, 103.1 FM.
Darkness falls again, sweet air dissipates, it's harder to pretend, it's not enough to look away.
We would like to welcome Hillary Reynolds to Art on the Air. Hillary is originally from Wisconsin and is now based in Los Angeles and is a singer-songwriter. Her songs have been described as having a pure Americana sound. Her songs have also been recorded by other artists. Her first solo album is Changing Seasons and has recently been released. Thank you for joining us on Art on the Air. Very nice meeting you.
Very nice to meet you too.
Well, Hillary, we always, our audience likes to hear the background of the people and our guests on the show. I always call it their origin story. So tell us how Hillary got from where you were to where you are now.
Well, in Appleton, Wisconsin, which is where I'm from, I was raised by two very passionate musicians, my mom in her own way and my dad in his own way. And my dad and his siblings still have a band. They go by Baba Ganoush. We call him Baba. And, you know, I grew up hearing them basically in bars and at barn dances and just the living room pretty much my whole life. My upbringing was just Neil Young songs and Tom Petty songs, Beatles. So major influences in that way. But until I was about 7 or 8, I really thought that they wrote all of those songs. And so I was heartbroken to know. Yeah, I know. I was heartbroken to know that Neil Young was an artist and not my Uncle Fran singing Heart of Gold. So just kind of grew up in that sort of bubble, I would say, and did a lot of lessons for piano. I was classically trained with that and a lot of choirs that are affiliated with the Lawrence Academy, the conservatory that's in Appleton. It's a beautiful liberal arts college. And then I also took viola lessons there and played in some orchestras all through high school. And then I eventually got into Berkeley and got a scholarship out in Boston. And went to school there. And then eventually it just led me to LA. And that's where, you know, I think really it was just a matter of deciding between LA, New York, and Nashville. And my partner, now husband at the time, he said he didn't want to live in Nashville. And I knew I definitely didn't want to live in New York. So we're like, hey, so that means we've got LA.
So in that beginning time, you're talking about musical instruments, but were you also singing those aunts and uncles?
Yes. My first public performance was my Aunt Sue and Uncle Angus's wedding. I believe I was probably 10 or 11, and I got to sing the song God Only Knows, Brian Wilson's best work. And that was, I think, a huge realization that I enjoyed doing it in front of people.
Right.
And on my own, because up until that point, I'd been singing in choirs, but that was just such a group effort, really. Then my Aunt Marcy's always written songs, and I think I picked up writing songs from her for sure. And I did my first gig at the local coffee shop on this upright piano that was horribly out of tune and probably hasn't been tuned since. But I was facing a wall, and it was very much like the upright piano that I had at home. So I kind of felt like I was in my living room still, and I didn't have to look at people. I was very protected. And I just remember kind of looking back after the first few songs and seeing people that I love, friends, family, and, you know, high school teachers and friends and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And just really falling.
So it was in high school that you did that then?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I started my gigging era in high school and kind of never looked back. So, yeah.
So what brought you to actual songwriting?
Well, I just fell in love with it at a younger age. I remember carrying an NSYNC notebook around on the playground, and I would write in, you know, be sitting against the school building on the blacktop and just writing lyrics and creating melodies. And my friends would kind of circle me and be like, what did you write now? And, you know, Man on the Moon still lives in my head for sure and in my heart. And through high school, I just became obsessed with it. And any crush or relationship I had, you know, followed a series of falling in love song, we're together song, and the breakup song. And so I just got a lot of practice throughout high school.
Did you save all of them?
A lot of them are recorded, actually, but I went to Irish Sounds in Appleton and was able to just do one take, you know, 10 songs, one take each, just to have it sort of filed away. I did an album of covers too. It was just me and piano, and it's my little like 14-year-old voice. It's very sweet. And I did go to Madison and record original music as well when I was a senior, like junior into senior year. And I used my senior pictures for the album art. So
yeah. It's so thrilling.
Yeah,
what a beautiful experience.
Yeah, I was really supported. And I was the kind of student, too, that by the end of my senior year, I would get passes from my English teacher or my French teacher. And I would just go to the practice rooms because they just knew that's where I was going to be spending all my time anyway. So,
what moved you into your first solo album, we want to listen to what I consider like the Can't Turn My Mind Off, which is an interesting story. So tell us a little bit about that, and maybe we'll take a listen to it.
So I created this album a while ago. It's been sort of on the back burner due to the pandemic and becoming a mother. It's finally out in the world this year, but I've been working on it since about 2018. And I would say this single, Can't Turn Off My Mind, is it's about insomnia, but it's also about, I would say, daydreaming and rumination and just, you know, living in a mind palace and struggling to maybe get grounded and be present with the person in front of you. And now I think now since becoming a mother, it's funny. I think it's just taken a whole other meaning on just, you know, laying down, finally going to bed and then having the lists of what do I have to do tomorrow? What do I have to do this weekend? What did I forget about for daycare this week? You know, just all of that, continuing. But I love it, and I got to write it with one of my dear friends who's also this incredible artist, Madison Malone, out in LA, and it was sort of one of the first writes that I had, and I just knew this song was special, and I wanted to add it to my album.
Well, let's take a listen to it. This is Can't Turn Off My Mind from the Changing Seasons album with our guest today, Hillary Reynolds.
Sun's coming up to shine, you're still sleeping. I've been up all night for no reason, and I can't turn off my mind. Lately I've been lost in contradictions, running wild in my imagination.
Can't Turn Off My Mind, Hillary Reynolds on her Changing Seasons album, and you just described that. So very interesting how that story developed into it. And I know in your press release, it told a little bit about the story also.
Yeah, it's right. Been a journey for sure.
Yeah, and it's nice that you added how you feel about listening to it now. It started out as one thing and then developed more meaning as, you know, I'm sure as your child grows, everything takes on a different meaning.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell us about the Trina Fund.
So the Trina Fund is a breast cancer fund that really is dedicated to providing travel funds to women in rural Wisconsin to and from their treatments, whether that's, you know, radiation, chemotherapy, survivorship, or a second opinion, third opinion. We have a lot of hospitals in the Northeast Wisconsin area that we've been partnering with over the years, and really have seen heroes in our nurse navigators that have just paired us with these women who are in need of the support.
And your music, you described it kind of Americana, but it has a lot of other flavors. But tell us some of your musical inspirations.
Oh my gosh, we could be here all day. I think that I sing ooze a lot in my music. There's a lot of ooze, and I've realized over the summer that that's definitely from the Beach Boys. I'm definitely influenced by all of those beautiful harmonies that just take you on the journey. And a lot of them are ooze. Like Hushabye is a beautiful song and a beautiful example. It's just a bunch of ooze for the introduction and the verse of that song. And it's super catchy, but I've kind of recognized that that's a major influence for me. And I just love specifically Norah Jones' Feels Like Home album. That was a major source of inspiration. I wanted to pull from mourning, the feeling of mourning. And
that smoothness. She's so
Exactly. Like vanilla flavor of just like, it's all going to be okay. And an album that lowers our blood pressure and something that you're not going to play to get you pumped up to go to a club, but maybe it's something that can be medicinal in the morning to ease you into the day. So I would say definitely her for sure. And Nickel Creek and Alison Krauss and Fleetwood Mac. So I'm pretty much all over the map, but those I would say are the strongest ones.
A pretty eclectic group you have there. So, do you, in your home, do you have a place that you can do like recording? Do you record it in your home and or versus studio?
Yes. I think, the pandemic provided an opportunity for everyone to have their own home studio. And while I still prefer to work with a producer and go elsewhere, I'm totally capable of running my own sessions. I just get more energy from working with people, so I prefer to be in person. But yeah, it's nice to be able to track an idea. But ultimately, I find recording to be such a collaborative process, and I love the humanness of it. So I try to do that with people as much as possible instead of working in isolation.
So Hillary, can you tell us about Gaslight?
Yes. That song is really interesting because the pieces, the core components of that song existed as an instrumental composition that my producer and guitarist Benjamin Kopf played. And, he had played that piece for me, or pieces of that piece, sections of that piece for me in Boston, and nothing ever really came of it. And I think it was back in 2018, I want to say, that he pulled it out again. And at that point, he was living in Sacramento and I was living in LA. And I had gone up to Sacramento just for a writing camp. And we were on his parents' sun porch, and he played that for me. And all of a sudden, I just started, lyrics started coming, melodies started coming, and I asked if I could write over it. I was like, oh, I think I'm hearing this section as the verse, this as the pre. We played Tetris, I would say, but it came out to be probably, I would say, one of the more peculiar songs on the album, really featuring and highlighting my love of the choir director and composer, Eric Whitaker. just getting to play with a lot of tension and resolution and, in the song and the harmonies. So yeah, there's a lot of me on this song.
Well, let's take a listen to it. Gaslight from the Changing Seasons album, and it's Hillary Reynolds.
Darkness falls again, sweet. happening. I'm chasing every moment as it slips away. Love will rise again to see another day. Even though I'm breaking down, down, down. Back from the blow, there's more lost in the world than we could ever know. Down, down, down to the bone. There's beauty in the broken when I bare my soul.
To Hillary Reynolds' Changing Season album, and that was Gaslight. Well, we only have about a minute left. Do you have any other projects coming up?
You know, I feel like I always have projects in the works, but something that I did and kind of forced myself to do was to pause everything until this album actually came out, because there was always something vying for my attention, and I realized that this was taking up a lot of my creative space. And so now that it's released into the world, I feel like I'm starting to be able to be more creative.
Kind of like, sounds like Gaslight, where you say chasing every moment as it slips away.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. And I just love working with people. So anytime somebody says, hey, can you work on this with me? Can you do this brief with me? Can we write for this show? I'm always going to jump into that. So I think I'm going to be embarking on a new chapter where I get to be a little more free and maybe work on some things. I have a bluegrass project and collective. Ooh. That's also part of, you know, a bunch of musicians in California. And we've been sitting on a few recordings now. So I'd like to see those get wrapped up and start releasing those as well. So
real quick, website and how people can find out about you.
My website is hillaryreynolds.com. I would say the only social media page that I'm more active on is Instagram. I feel like I'm a grandma. Otherwise, I don't really like all of the other stuff. But Instagram is where people, I can, you know, get in touch with people and communicate and let people know about shows and songs and all the things.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art of the Air and sharing your music journey. That's Hillary Reynolds. Her new album is Changing Seasons, and you heard it here. And you can find out about her on the web and or Instagram. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your music journey.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks.
Art of the Air listeners, do you have a suggestion for a possible guest on our show? Whether it's an artist, musician, author, gallery, theater, concert, or some other artistic endeavor that you are aware of, or a topic of interest to our listeners, email us at aota@breck.com. That's aota@breck.com. Our show relies on the support of not only our show underwriters, but also our listeners who make donations to this station. Your support of this station will ensure Art in the Air may continue bringing you the best of the arts and culture programming for Northwest Indiana and beyond. If Art in the Air is important to you, please consider supporting this station with a one-time contribution or even making an ongoing sustaining contribution. For information on how to make a contribution, go to this station's website or our show website, breck.com/AOTA. And thank you. Did you know that you can also listen to Art in the Air anytime as a podcast at Lakeshore Public Media's website, through Lakeshore's app, or from NPR? Plus, it's available on demand from your favorite podcast website, including TuneIn, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, and many more. If you have a smart speaker like Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, or Apple Siri, just tell to play Art on the Air to hear the latest episode.
This is Raina Duras, host of World Cafe, and you're listening to Art on the Air on Lakeshore Public Media, 89.1 FM, and on WVLP, 103.1 FM.
We are welcoming Tate Brooks, Silas Lorenko Lang, and Rena Yu with the band The Problem with Kids Today to Art on the Air. Take It is the third and latest album. This album was recorded in a shed in Tate's backyard to take back control of how their album was produced. The group takes inspiration from the vast array of English rock. Thank you for joining us on Art on the Air. Aloha and welcome to you all. It's really wonderful meeting you.
Thanks for having us. Hello.
Well, we always like to start off our show, and since there's three of you, we'll have to make this a little shorter. Tell us a little bit about your origin story, and then maybe even into how you formed The Problem with Kids Today. So we'll start with you, Tate. Tell us about your origin story, how you got from where you were to where you are now.
So I've always been a lover of rock and roll and music and all music in general. And I started playing guitar in high school, and then formed a band with Silas, and we had a funny little two-piece band, and then we decided to recruit a drummer, and that's where we met old Rena Yu here, and we've been rocking out as The Problem with Kids Today for the past almost 5 years now. Yeah, so it's been a fun, wild ride.
Excellent.
So who said that to you, The Problem with Kids Today, that made it stick as the band name?
I like to think of myself as a big kid, I've got problems like other kids. So that's kind of, where it all started, I guess. It just, caught on kind of naturally. And we were like, that could be a fun, unique band name.
So Silas, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Tate and I grew up in the same town. I was also, my parents were huge rockers, so it kind of was just part of my childhood and my house. He taught me to play bass to do that high school band. We've been playing together ever since. I picked up a guitar along the way and then a little keyboard. But yeah, it's our rock journeys have been pretty much intertwined since the start.
And you're the new addition, Rena. So tell us about how you came on and, also your origin story briefly.
So for me, it all started when my dad taught me my first drum beat. He plays all the instruments. He's also a rock star, like guitar, drums, and bass. But he taught me drums, and then I started learning more drums at the church I used to go to. And then I did even more drums in college when I joined the blues group. And then joined my first band, and then met Tate and Silas at a DIY show. And they were like, yo, I guess this drummer's cool and all. Let's try to recruit her. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. That's how it all started.
It was all part of the plan.
Right. So tell us about your experience with studios, and that why this is now like you're going doing in your shed to do the recording. And I mean, the technology's changed from, I ran a small recording studio back in the 70s, but how that's all changed where you can really just go out on your own. But what was your negative experience with studio and the studio influences?
I wouldn't say it wasn't totally negative. The situation that we were in was we were very kind of removed from like the final steps and the final product. And we just kind of wanted to change that. Not that we had like a terrible experience with the people or the place or anything like that. We just like working, I think, more hands-on, more immediately.
Sure. And you want it the way you want it.
Having more kind of like, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's hard to explain that sometimes, you know, like what you're hearing in your head. And so like having to do that like over email or to like two or three different guys in a room, it's a lot harder than just having the board right in front of you and like grabbing a knob and twisting it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, I have to say, watching all your videos, you all compliment each other really well. And it seems you really like each other. So it comes through in those videos and in the music.
Yeah, for sure. We're all about, you know, having fun and fun times, and we're definitely all good friends outside of playing music. So it's a pretty you know, natural thing being in the band.
So what kind of equipment do you use in the shed to record?
What did we have? So our friend Joe, he was kind of like the producer on this one. It was mostly his equipment. He had this portable, he called it the magic box. It was what we ran all the mics into. And we used a lot of just like, you know, 58s and some 57s and like a 48, something like that. Just like super cheap, accessible mics. The only fancy thing we had was a Neumann for like the vocals. But everything else was pretty cheap, pretty accessible kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then just our usual, you know, gear that we play with live and stuff like that. So yeah, it was pretty comfortable and basic, but effective stuff.
Right. So are you all collaborating on the writing of the music? And can you tell us about Take It while in that conversation?
Yeah. So, so Silas and I kind of write all the songs, and then Rena writes all the drum parts, you know, to accompany the songs. But, yeah, pretty much we just, write tunes on our own, and then we bring them into the shed, which is also our rehearsal space. And we just, you know, share ideas, and stuff clicks, some stuff doesn't, you know, but we keep all the best stuff. And that's kind of what became the new record of Take It. Was like probably about 15 tunes that we came together, and we were like, these all kind of work together and have a similar kind of vibe. And yeah, it all just happens, you know, naturally.
Well, let's take a listen to the title tune from Take It, your third album, called Take It.
Loyalty. You just a narrow-minded brute. You're gonna feel more rough. Baby, take a bath. You're just a weasel in a hat. Babe, a hat. Oh. But I can take it, man. No, I can take it. And I can take it, man. I don't wanna know your name. Ow. Take it. And I can take it back. I don't want to know your name. Name.
And we're back from that with The Problem With Kids Today, their new third album, Take It. And that was the title track, Take It.
So do you gravitate generally to like 60s? Because that was a very 60s kind of feel to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We go between, you know, 60s and 70s. That's kind of our sweet spot. You know, the Beatles, the Who, the Kinks, you know, those British rock, British invasion stuff, you know.
We were really into, like, the 60s garage rock in high school, you know, like the Sonics and the Kingsmen and, like, you know, stuff like that. We loved all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like that's I like it because it's not overproduced.
Yeah. Yeah, we like that that kind of raw sound for sure. We I think with this album too, we really just wanted to highlight the live band especially, you know, and then just put very minimal overdubs after that, but definitely just highlight the drums, bass, and guitar and vocals first and foremost.
Right. So down the road, and of course we're going to listen to No Fun in a little bit, but tell us a little bit about first of all, what live music you do, concerts and things like that, where you can be found, and you know, also, what's the next album?
Yeah, so we play pretty regionally still, you know, a lot of shows in Connecticut, which is where we're from. We've definitely taken a few trips out to Boston and New York and Rhode Island and stuff like that. We're going to play at UVM in Burlington at the end of August this month. But yeah, we're just like to have a fun, you know, high octane, good time, you know, at the shows. And yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, we play a lot. We there was a time period we were playing like probably like in like a 52-week year, probably playing like 60 times or something like that. So we like to play as much as possible. And we just like it to be like fun and kind of casual. You know what I mean? Like we like people to like come and have a good time. Like, you know, if they see our flyer like out on the internet, be like, oh yeah, that'll be a fun Saturday night. You know, sure, I'll go stop in. You know, and we like to be approachable and, you know, we want people to come for us, you know, and the music and just like to have fun and have the whole environment be like fun and approachable.
And keeping it local kind of reduces the stress on you as well, you know, like all the traveling and
We're definitely trying to get out there more. Just that's been kind of the hardest part for us as a band is just, you know, setting up like a full fledged tour. But it's been fun and it's been good, you know, just taking little kind of one-off shows and stuff out of state, and those are almost the most fun for us because it's fun to, you know, meet new people and go new places, you know.
Well, yeah, you're talking about fun, but let's talk about No Fun. Tell us a little bit about that song and we'll take a listen to it.
Yeah, No Fun. No Fun is the last tune on the album and the last song of a little 5-song medley that ends the record. And yeah, we just wanted something, you know, big and climatic and big power chords and, you know, a bit of drama at the end of the record, you know, to cap it off. But yeah, that one just kind of came to us at the very end. We were like, I think this would work perfect coming out of the tune before, but yeah, I'm glad you guys dig it.
Well, let's take a listen to it. This is The Problem with Kids Today, and from their Take It album, and this is No Fun. That was No Fun on the Take It album with The Problem with Kids Today, visiting with us today. So that's here on Art on the Air on Lakeshore Public Media, 89.1 FM, on WVLP, 103.1 FM.
So for me, though, that one had started out like very beach movie, and then it moved someplace really different.
Yep. It starts with the riff, and then it gets kind of a little heavier.
Yeah.
Well, we only have a couple more minutes here. One of the questions I had was, have you ever thought about expanding pieces to the three-piece band, like adding, different types of instruments?
We've talked about like a second guitar player, like a lead player, or, you know, something like that, like a miscellaneous, like keyboard or shaker or tambourine or whatever. But we've never really seriously thought about it. It changes the dynamic, and it changes, like, it's already hard enough to get all three of us like together for stuff and like on the same page. So another person, you know, would just kind of drag stuff out, we think, sometimes.
Sure.
In the studio, though, we like to do kind of, you know, all different instruments and stuff. On our first record, we even had like a little horn part on one of the songs. So we're definitely, you know, open to doing it, recording, but I think it's probably going to be just the trio for the live set for now.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good that way.
Well, in our final minute here, we want to give you an opportunity to tell us how people can find you online, where they can download your music or purchase it if you have it as a hard CD and things like that.
Yeah, you can find us on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Bandcamp, Tidal, Apple Music, all that good stuff. But yeah, we're going to have CDs for sale on our Bandcamp page. We got Instagram, we got Facebook, you know, we're pretty high-tech guys, got all that good, you know, new generation stuff.
Shirts coming too.
Yep. Got some new shirts that we designed. Those will be out at the end of August. But yeah, we're easy to find. Come find us.
Well, that's it. Well, we hope you do. That's the problem with kids today. They're a Connecticut-based trio of Tate Brooks, Silas Legrino Slang, and Rena Yu. And their new third album is Take It, which we had on today. And they do that right in Tate's backyard in Bradford, Connecticut. Thank you so much for coming on Art of the Air and sharing your music journey.
Yes, thanks so much. This was awesome.
Yeah, congratulations on the album.
Next week on Art of the Air, our whole show features two-time Grammy Award-winning pianist, diatonic harmonica player, composer Howard Levy, who discovered how to play the diatonic harmonica as a fully chromatic instrument by developing techniques on it that had never existed before, enabling him to take the harmonica out of its usual role as a folk blues instrument into the worlds of jazz, classical music, Middle Eastern, and more. An original member of Bela Fleck's The Flecktones, he's the world's foremost artist on the harmonica, with numerous albums to his credit, including a concerto for harmonica and orchestra. Our spotlight's on the Art Barn's 9th annual Blitz on Saturday, September 20th, with hands-on activities, exhibits, artist demos, hayrides, live music, great food, and more. We'd like to thank our guests this week on Art on the Air, our weekly program covering the arts and arts events throughout Northwest Indiana and beyond. Art on the Air is heard Sunday at 7 p.m. on Lakeshore Public Media, 89.1 FM, also streaming live at lakeshorepublicmedia.org, and is available on Lakeshore Public Media's website as a podcast. Art on the Air is also heard Friday at 11 a.m. and Monday at 5 p.m. on WVLP 103.1 FM, streaming live at wvlp.org. If you have a smart speaker like Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, or Apple Siri, just tell to play Art on the Air to hear the latest episode. Our spotlight interviews are heard every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Media. Thanks to Dee Dotson, Vice President of Radio Operations for Lakeshore Public Media, and to Greg Kovach, WVLP's Station Manager. Our theme music is by Billy Foster, with a vocal by Renee Foster. We'd like to thank our current underwriters for Lakeshore Public Media, Ember Forge Consulting, thoughtful marketing and digital learning built to express your purpose and grow your reach. Learn more at emberforgeconsulting.com/grow. And for WVLP, Walt Reitinger of Paragon Investments. So we may continue to bring you Art in the Air, we rely on you, our listeners and underwriters, for ongoing financial support. If you're looking to support Art in the Air, we have information on our website at breck.com/AOTA, where you can find out how to become a supporter or underwriter of our program in whatever amount you are able. And like I say every week, don't give till it hurts, give till it feels good. You'll feel so good about supporting Art on the Air. If you're interested in being a guest or sending us information about your arts, arts-related event, or exhibit, please email us at aota@breck.com. That's aota@breck, BRECH.com, or contact us through our Facebook page. Your hosts were Larry Breckner and Esther Golden, and we invite you back next week for another episode of Art on the Air.
Aloha, everyone. Have a splendid week.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the Air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the Air our way. Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart. Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart. Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart.